ecocide is a crime. Good morning, everyone. I am proposing a motion that ecocide be recognised as a crime. As this is a relatively new term, I'll just give some background before reading out the motion. To start with, I want to give a quote by a leading US environmental lawyer, Thomas Lindsay. Lindsay says, "The environmental movement is a failure. Whether it's climate change or the health of our oceans, air and soil, the planet is worse off now than it was 40 years ago and rapidly declining. Yet corporations have more rights in our communities or ecosystems and are doing just fine. This is how we fix the situation." Lindsay and others like Polly Higgins, a UK lawyer who has championed the need for an international law against corporate ecocide, recognise there is an urgent and critical need to change our legal framework in regards to the ecosystems that support all life. What is ecocide? Polly Higgins has defined ecocide and presented it to the United Nations in 2010 as the extensive damage to, destruction of, or loss of ecosystems of a given territory, whether by human agency or other causes, to such an extent that peaceful enjoyment by the inhabitants of that territory has been or will be severely diminished. How can a law of ecocide work? Growing numbers of international legal researchers are arguing that in much the same way that slavery and violence against women were perpetuated by seeing other races and women as property, that changing laws to overturn the similar erroneous idea that nature ecosystems are property will powerfully and legally shift corporations away from committing crimes of ecocide. Ecocide law of words. Ecocide at the moment is recognised in war situations since the Vietnam War, and I have a personal reason for bringing this motion forward. My late father, Kevin Fitzgerald, was a New Zealand Vietnam veteran fatally affected by Agent Orange. In 2006, the New Zealand Vietnam Veterans Associations successfully got formal apology and legal redress for the children of New Zealand Vietnam veterans from the New Zealand government. Through my father, I'm on Vietnam Veterans Children's Register in New Zealand, and I have access to specialist doctors if I get one of the cancers that has affected so many of descendants of Vietnam veterans. Accepting this motion is the first step in moving towards developing community nature rights-based legislation. It is a complex area, but briefly, the key point would mean to extend a legal, enforceable duty of care to ecosystems. This is not a small issue. This would be a paradigm shift for humanity and the corporate world in particular. Corporations, as you know, are legally mandated to produce profits. This law would fundamentally change corporations' actions and enforce eco-social responsibility and accountability. This would, in effect, legalise long-term sustainability rather than permit or regulate environmental destruction. So just last September, the Green Party of England and Wales unanimously accepted this motion, and currently all European citizens have been asked to sign a petition to have ecocide recognised as a crime across Europe, and 1 million signatures are needed by the end of this year. Adopting this motion will help highlight this much-needed legal development. I will read out the motion now, and thanks to law lecturer from Carlo Kilkenny, John Tully, making it even stronger than the motion that was put before the England and Wales Green Party. The motion is, and this was enthusiastically supported by the Carlo Kilkenny group, that the Irish Green Party supports the proposition that a crime against ecocide be created in international law as a crime against nature, humanity, and the future generations, to be defined as the extensive damage to, destruction of, or loss of ecosystems of a given territory, whether by human agency or other causes, to such an extent that peaceful enjoyment by the inhabitants, human and non-human, of that territory has been and will be severely diminished, and that the proposed crime of ecocide be formally recognised as a crime against peace subject to the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. Just to sum up, ecocide is a crime. It is a crime against humanity. Ecocide is a crime against future generations. Ecocide is a crime against nature and ourselves. Ecocide is a crime against peace. So let's end ecocide together. I ask you to support this motion as a first step towards legalising long-term deep sustainability.
Just a quick announcement before I ask colleagues to come up and speak in favour of this. I've been asked to remind people to get your dinner tickets before you go for lunch.
Very good.